VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. President Biden says there's a high risk that Russia will soon invade Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's very high.
The president says every indication is Moscow is prepared to attack.
My sense this will happen within the next several days.
Saying there are no signs of Russia pulling troops back from the Ukraine border, as it claims. Earlier, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin said some Russian forces are instead inching closer, and Moscow sending in more combat aircraft, even restocking blood supplies.
You don't do these sort of things for no reason.
Meantime, Russia has expelled America's number two diplomat from the Moscow embassy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris travels today to Munich, where officials say she will focus on consulting with allies about the Russia-Ukraine crisis. While in Germany, Harris will lead the U.S. delegation at the Munich Security Conference. She's also scheduled to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, and the leaders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. Administration officials say that Saturday she will give an address highlighting the level of unity among Western countries and NATO members on diplomatic, military, and economic fronts. Officials say the overall objective of the trip is making sure that Western allies are fully aligned and send a clear message to Russia about the path forward. Soldiers in Myanmar have razed at least 4,500 civilian homes since the military seized power in a coup just over a year ago, this according to research group Data for Myanmar, which monitors the effect of the conflict. VOA News. A conference Tuesday led by the United Nations and Haiti's government brought pledges of $600 million to help Haiti recover from a powerful earthquake that struck southern Haiti last year. The pledges included $50 million from the U.S. Agency for International Development, focused on food security, agricultural jobs, nutrition programs, and financial education. The European Union added more than $30 million. Canada pledged nearly $20 million. Last year, Haiti experienced a magnitude 7.2 earthquake that killed an estimated 2,200 people and damaged more than 130,000 homes. The earthquake also destroyed 70% of schools in the region. Amina Mohamed, a deputy UN Secretary General, said the total price tag for the recovery effort is daunting, but she says the people of Haiti deserve a stable, peaceful, and prosperous future. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Thursday that the nation's proof of vaccination program will halt as the numbers of new COVID-19 cases continue to decline. After a meeting with health officials, Bennett said Israel's Omicron wave has been broken. He said additional reductions in coronavirus restrictions would be coming soon. Israel's so-called Green Pass program allowed entry to public venues for fully vaccinated people or those who have recovered from COVID-19. Japan announced Thursday it will ease its tough COVID-19 border controls and reduce quarantine requirements following criticism that its current policy is unscientific and xenophobic. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters in Tokyo that beginning March 1st, the daily entry cap will be raised from the current 3,500 to 5,000. That number will include Japanese citizens and foreign residents. Kishida said the change will not apply to tourists who effectively remain shut out of the country. Japan has been sealed off to non-residents for 2 years. In the U.S., a University of Washington researcher said the Omicron-driven surge of COVID infections in the United States, plus high vaccination rates, may have left as much as 73% of U.S. residents immune to the Omicron variant. During a briefing Wednesday, coordinator Jeff Zients said 3 out of every 4 U.S. adults are fully vaccinated, and 2/3 of eligible adults have gotten their booster shots. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
It's only the Voice of America.